Log Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The show is brought to you by Combined Insurance and agent owner Jerry Anderson for accident, life, disability, and sickness. The Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins. Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency and owner agent Rosemary Moore and Livernois Dental Care. Keep your smile bright. I am here with the Sunday morning team. Let's just go right down the list. First of all, community advocate, home care advisor, business owner, Henrietta Ivy. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning to the beautiful citizens of Detroit.
And it's great to hear that enthusiasm in your voice, I tell you. All right, next, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
All right. And a songstress, prophetess, minister, our devotional leader here on the show, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning to our listening audience.
And what a beautiful morning it is. I tell you, you know, this is Missionary Humphrey's going to be on. I just want to alert everybody, our listeners and those on the phone, those streaming online. Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 30 minutes, and we're looking forward to that. It's going to be this is going to be one of the fastest hours on internet radio. All right. First of all, let me just go down the list and thank some of our supporters right now. Optimal IT Solutions. If you need to get your laptop or your desktop fixed for less, here's my go-to guy, Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. Optimal IT Solutions. You know, from dental hygienists, dental assistance to our lab technicians and office staff, we show that the best customer experience comes from a genuine care and concern. Our goal is to ensure every appointment is comfortable, relieves any pain or discomfort, and exceeds all your expectations. You are our priority at Livernois Dental Care. The number is 313-340-9709, Livernois Dental Care. If you know, our attorney here on the Michael Van Tool Show is Attorney Johnny L. Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. This is a good opportunity to get your will done, your conservatorship. He handles probate, guardianships, but he is also known as the personal injury specialist, Attorney Johnny Hawkins. They call him the Warrior Lawyer because he'll fight for you. Here's the number for the Warrior Lawyer, Attorney Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990, Attorney Johnny Hawkins. And if you do not have an insurance plan covered by an employer, or if you're not covered fully, here's an affordable health care lifeline for you that includes dental care, vision, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care, hospital stays, telemedicine, and more. It's through AmeriPlan. call me if you want to sign up, 248-516-8300. All right, when we come back, we've got the latest news and weather right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in about 25 minutes here with Community Highlights. So we're looking forward to that. If your company, if you would like your company to be associated with the programs here on blogtalkradio.com with Missionary Humphrey and myself, please call me at 248-516-8300 so you can join the Sunday morning sponsor team. The news is brought to you by Heaven Sent Home Support Services, a home care agency that assists the elderly, ill, and disabled with these services: personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, respite care, companionship, and more. And here's the number for Heaven Sent Home Support Services, 248-262-7111, 248-262-7111 for Heaven Sent Home Support Services. All right. In the news this morning, a memorial service for rapper DMX will be live streamed from Brooklyn's Barclays Center on Saturday. The memorial service is closed to the public, but will be streamed live on DMX's YouTube channel at 4 p.m. Rapper DMX, also known as Dark Man X, also known as Earl Simmons, died April 9th at 50 years old after suffering a heart attack, which many media outlets attribute to a drug overdose. Another rap pioneer, Shock G of the group Digital Underground, has died at 57. His real name was Gregory Jacobs. You know him as Humpty Hump. He was the leader of a collective that included Tupac, Money B, DJ Fuse, and Stretch. He created the classic dance track, The Humpty Dance, and co-produced Tupac's Tupacalypse Now. He also features on several hit singles with George Clinton, Ice Cube, and many more. TMZ says he was found dead in a Tampa hotel room. According to his father, Edward Racken, The cause of death is unclear, and autopsy will be conducted. From CNN, Representative Maxine Waters on Saturday called the judge overseeing the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin as angry and frustrated in responding to his recent remarks criticizing her comments during the trial. Representative Waters, the California Democrat, told George Floyd supporters last week to stay on the street and get more confrontational if Officer Chauvin were acquitted. Derek Chauvin was convicted on all three counts: second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Judge Peter Cahill may have injured or poisoned the trial with his remarks, telling the courtroom that her comments are cause for mistrial. All right, let's go down the list for additions to the news and commentary. Henrietta, go right ahead.
Thank you, Michael. You know, it's so much going on. Let me just say this. I'm glad that the world and the jury found Officer Chauvin guilty on all charges. I'm not happy with that unintentional, because that kind of leaves the door open in the minds of people to think that, you know, he did it, but he didn't mean to do it, and he meant to do it. So, but he was found guilty nevertheless. And I'm glad that they saw through it, and they found him guilty as charged. It's sad to see a lot of our musicians of the past, of my day and era, passing away at such a young age. I was kind of shocked when I heard about Shock G, which was told to me on doing another show Friday night, and I was just floored, like, wow, what's going on? What's happening? What's going on with our entertainers? So my condolences go out to the families of Shock G and Black Rob and all these wonderful, you know, musicians of the past who are passing away. So I just wanted to give my condolences to all the families, DMX and everybody else. And, you know, that's basically what I wanted to say, Michael. I'm just trying to keep my mind in a positive mood this morning and, you know, try to find some good things to talk about. Now let Kim do that part, because she always brings us such wonderful follow-up with happy news.
Yes, well, you know, seeing that you said that, I will say that what I found to be a little bit unnerving during the trial, I watched it, it was that the cold nature of the former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, they even had an article on CNN talking about the look in his eyes. I don't know if some of you, if you got a chance to look at the trial, but he had a chilling look on his face. And I thought I was the only one that noticed that, but some other people have noticed it. I've heard now three people make comments about that cold look on his face. And what that was is a very cold, hard stare into all of our faces. He was looking at the jury. I think one of the jury members even said that he hated when Derek Chauvin looked over at him. He was looking at his lawyer like that, the television cameras. He was looking at us like that. It was an unrepentant look without any remorse or acceptance of responsibility or guilt. It was a look of death, a hatred, telling us that he would do it again and again. And you know, I just wonder, who taught him that? Why did he grow up, and why was he so full of hate? Why are these police officers, and many more people, but the police officers almost have a license to act on that part? They have a badge and they have a gun, and it's just... They've gotten away with this for so long. Kimberly, you were saying that now they've gone back and looks like they might charge Derek Chauvin for another case that was very similar in the past. So why wasn't he charged with that? How did he get away with that?
Because fortunately, and let me correct myself. Good morning, everyone.
Fortunately, that 17-year-old young man survived. He was brutalized, allegedly, by Derek Chauvin for over 20 minutes with a knee on the neck. Thankfully, he survived. One of the things that, and I agree with you, Michael, because I did watch the trial as well, he did have this chilling look. He looked as if it didn't make sense to him why he was there.
Right.
And even when they found him guilty, he had this look like, wait, what? They found me guilty. What do you mean I'm guilty? This is what this is what I do. And I have said this to other people. You know, when you were a kid and the bully picked on you, what happens to that bully when they grew up? And typically when we go into workplaces, and we've had this conversation, all of us, you meet someone who is mean, not nice, they like to bully people around, and we look at them, you were a bully as a child, weren't you? And, you know, I'm not saying that he didn't have some wound, some hurt, some trauma or what have you, but he is traumatizing career. And unfortunately, lots of police officers do that. This isn't to castigate the entire police force. However, we have to look at the fact that there are people that, and I'm going to switch a little bit, and I do have a feel-good story. But for a police officer to say, I reached for my taser, but I pulled my gun, if I was a surgeon and I did that, and I said, well, I was supposed to reach for the scalpel, but I reached for something else and nicked a vein and the person died, I'd be in trouble. And police officers, because we've sort of elevated them to this level of protect and serve, which is what they're supposed to do, but when people take advantage of it, we don't punish them. And the problem is, just because you have a badge, it does not give you all authority over someone where you get to harass them or brutalize them. There's been video we saw the same day that the Derek Chauvin verdict was being handed down, a young lady named Makaya Bryant was being killed after she was the person who called for police. And we don't know all the details. All we know is they have her on video lunging at another young lady with a knife. But if she's protecting herself and got lost in the heat of the moment, if you're a trained police officer, why aren't you using your training? Because you can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh, we're being trained, but then you say, oh, it's in the heat of the moment. We just made a split-second decision.
That's true. That's true. So, Kimberly, give us a good news story this morning because we do have to address some of these things, like this Derek Chauvin. I didn't even like the comments from the judge. He could have ignored Maxine Waters. He didn't have to say anything. Yeah. Now, you know, they act like Maxine Waters is, you know, everybody does everything that she says, you know, like she's all powerful and all that stuff. But, you know, if she said something else, they would ignore what she said. Now, all of a sudden, he kind of was almost ruining the trial himself by making those comments. You know, who does that? To the attorneys for the defense that this is grounds for mistrial. He poisoned.
Right.
He was trying to poison the trial himself. I wouldn't turn my back on him. I don't trust him. That's just my opinion. All right, Kimberly, give us some positive news before I take up the rest of the next 15 minutes talking about Derek Chauvin and that judge.
No problem. So two Louisiana sanitation workers save a kidnapped girl. Two sanitation workers in Louisiana are being held as heroes for saving a 10-year-old girl who had been abducted from a family member's home. Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine, workers Pelican Waste and Debris, were on their shift last Monday when they spotted a vehicle matching the Amber Alert for a missing child. Something told me, I said, what's that car doing off in the field like that? Merritt said in a video posted to Facebook. So they pulled over their garbage truck on the wrong side of the highway and blocked the silver sedan from escaping while they called 911. Hold on, I'm sorry.
That was different.
And the responding officer commended the men for their actions. Merrick began to tear up. "She's safe right now," Merrick said, adding that he has a little girl of his own. The suspect is currently being held at the Iberia Parish Jail without bond on charges of aggravated kidnapping of a child. The St. Martin Parish Sheriff's Office presented Merrick and Antoine with the Citizens Award for bravery and diligence.
Good.
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 Thank
you. Oh, man. That was great.
Yes.
Good. That
wow.
That's what needs to be done. More people need to take action like that. Do something, you know. Don't just look. Don't just film what's going on. Do something, you know. Do something about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly. Evangelist, you know, I was thinking during this trial, can you imagine? I sometimes I go back, Evangelist, and read. When Jesus was on trial, how he answered some of the questions, and some of his questions made those people that were they put him on trial, it confused them. They didn't know how to answer. And I can tell you right now, you know, we that's some of those responses, like from this that this judge said, you know, Jesus would have completely confused and confounded those accusers. Tell us something this morning, Evangelist.
But you know what, Michael, the difference between Jesus and this officer, Chauvin, is that Jesus wasn't guilty.
That,
right. Amen.
That's right. He
Amen.
Was innocent.
Amen.
He hadn't done the crime that
Look,
he had been accused of. So he wasn't
Amen.
Glaring out into the audience with a dismayed look or a confused look or an evil look, because he would be looking to take on the sins of others, and he would be looking
Yes, right.
to take on the burdens and the issues of others so that others could be free. He wasn't
he was
looking
innocent.
To murder anyone or harm anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. But I thought about the scripture this morning, Galatians 6 and 9, and it just tells us clearly, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Sounds like Representative Waters told them, be not weary. Stand right where you are because you're doing the right thing. And let's stay
mm-hmm.
in position until we reap what it is that we're supposed to reap, which is victory.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes we go through life and we experience one small victory and we move on as if we've won the battle. So I want to encourage everyone, be not weary in your well-doing, because we're going to reap if we faint not. So we thank God for the small victory. We really do. We appreciate the small victories, but we have a long battle ahead of us. So let's all stay in position. Let's all stay on the prayer wall so that we can win the battle and not just a small victory. So
you know what, Evangelist, you had me, you know that thing in the movie, you had me at hello? You had me at
exactly.
At
victory.
He was
and
innocent.
Had me at victory, yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
You
heard
the
word.
Yes,
that
Chaplain
was, that
Kathy.
Here.
Chaplain
that
Kathy. Chaplain Kathy, jump in here and say something. Matter of fact, wait a minute. Wait. Congratulations, Bishop Kathy.
Bless you.
Congratulations,
bless you,
brother.
You can't keep that a secret.
Congratulations.
Bless you.
Yes, brother. Okay.
Bless you. Listen,
congratulations. Say something, man.
Thank you. Thank you for the congratulatory. From all of you. Thank you for the whole team that's there. She had me when she said Jesus wasn't guilty.
That's right.
I was drinking some coffee.
Yeah.
And I almost choked. And I said, what? That man, that's just, you're right. See, when you are guilty, you're going to have a look about yourself. That's why the Bible says he'll give you the discernment of spirits so that you will be able to see what nobody else saw. I wish I had a witness on the microphone to show this moment. You hear me? See, there's a difference between seeing and sawing. And see, God said, I'm going to let you see what everybody should have saw. And that Jesus was not guilty.
Okay.
And when you got
yes.
some guilt on you, that's why marriages go bad, because you see the guilt on them. That's why your
mm-hmm.
business is going bad, because you see the guilt. I wish I had a witness out here today.
Amen.
See, Bishop, you talking about somebody this morning. I'm scared of you.
I'm telling you.
My Lord, Jesus was guilty. And if the topic should be anything, it should be just that. And let
yes.
me stop right here and
yes.
say shout
he
out.
Not,
shout
yes,
out
he
to,
the, not guilty.
To the... Amen. I want to stop right here and just say shout out. Shout out to Mother Humphrey. Shout out to her right now. I know she's coming on. Shout out everybody. I ought to shout her out right now. You hear me?
Amen.
You better shout
Amen.
Her out. Amen. But
Amen.
God bless you. Now, in lieu of what the court has decided, I thank God for being the judge. I wish I had a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God, see, no matter what somebody try to do, God gonna make sure the right thing get done. And I thank
That's right.
God that no matter how he looked, no matter what he thought,
you couldn't intimidate nobody.
You didn't scare nobody. Everybody knew what time it was. And that's the
yep.
thing. See, I'm one of them preachers that talk to it like it is. And I tell
yep.
you knew what time it was. It was over. And I tell you, listen, what that song say, it ain't over.
That's
it
right.
ain't over.
It ain't over.
The judge says it's over. And it was over
right.
when they said guilty from all
Look,
charges.
Bishop, I tell you, you know, Evangelist Christy, you had the sermon in one sentence this morning. I said, this is going to go down. I'm going to keep a copy of this show because you
Are
said
you
it.
I'm
going to
download it.
He was innocent. He was not
yes.
guilty. Jesus
that,
was innocent on his trial, and that was just it was a sham
was
trial to begin with. It was a sham
yeah, right.
trial anyway. You know, look, y'all got me. I'm a poet. Let me let the preachers do all this stuff. Okay, look, we just got a few more minutes because Missionary Humphrey's going to be on in about in a few minutes. Kimberly, what's the weather? Because I know we're going to hit 80 this week.
It is chilly today, so guys, just be patient. So Sunday afternoon is going to continue to be cool. Skies will become partly to mostly sunny with highs in the middle 50s. It will be breezy at times with a north wind blowing at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And, of course, tonight it will be colder under fair skies with overnight lows will be in the middle 30s. But our 10-day forecast, tomorrow we're going to hit 61 with a low of 46. It will be mostly sunny. And on Tuesday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 83.
All
and
right.
a low of 61.
Yes.
On Wednesday,
okay.
we'll have scattered showers with a high of 78 and a low of 54. And on Thursday, we will have showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67 and a low of 45. On Friday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 64 and a low of 42. And on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 48.
Great.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We'll be right back with Community Highlights.
Attention all seniors. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
Inspirational Community Affairs Program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. And now, a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet is turned into one of the most important political and religious dinners in Metro Detroit every spring. She's an icon to the masses. But to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She's Detroit's spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the steadfast salvation, who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. When the weak and even my enemy come up to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fail. But in the time of trouble, he shall hide you. Just trust in the Lord and do good. I'm so glad to be with all of y'all this morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. God bless my beautiful staff and every one of you. I am happy, I am saved, I'm sanctified, and I want the world to know this glorious Sunday morning. God bless
you. Saved and sanctified. Good morning. It's great to hear you this morning, Missionary. I really enjoyed spending time with you, having breakfast this past week, so I'm glad to hear you this morning. All right, Missionary, let's go down the list. The Sunday morning team is here. Henrietta Ivy, our community activist, home care activist. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. It is always a pleasure to sit in with you and hear your beautiful voice. Good morning, Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, Kim B. Davis. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Missionary. It's so good to hear you this morning. And good morning, Detroit.
And the star of the last half hour, Evangelist Christy Laster. Missionary, we were talking about the police officer who was on trial this week and was found guilty. And Evangelist Christy Laster said, you know what, in Jesus' trial was different because Jesus was innocent. And that was my lesson for this morning. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool, our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, Missionary. It's great to hear your voice this morning. And we were so happy to see you the other week at Greater Pentecostal Temple Church.
God bless you, and it's so good to be with all of you. In time like these, I'm so glad to see you young people carrying on, because I want you to know, let you know, the time is winding up. We used to sing a song a long time ago, I see the sign of the judgment, and it's everywhere. God is still in charge. Go ahead, children. Let me hear from you this morning.
Yes. I just want this young man, Chaplain Kathy calls all the time, but today it's not Chaplain. You were just named as Bishop this week. Congratulations. Say something to us, Bishop Kathy, this morning.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you, missionary.
Bless you, baby.
I miss you. I ain't seen you in a while, but you know what? I thank God for keeping you in perfect peace. Because I know your mind is stayed on Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, Bishop, thank you so much. And thank you for listening every Sunday. And thank you for your input. And we're looking forward to many great things from you in the near future. So God bless you.
Yes,
and thanks for sharing your kind and helpful words with us, you know, every Sunday morning. We appreciate you, man.
Bless you all. God bless.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. But let me just say a few people I want to thank for supporting the program, including Sharp and Associates. They believe that getting insurance should be easy and customized to meet your needs. We do business by offering personalized service from a trusted team of knowledgeable insurance advisors who operate with integrity and professionalism. We provide insurance solutions and financial protection for all things that matter to you. Sharp and Associates Insurance, the number is 248-573-0123. Attorney Cliff Paschal, we offer more than sound legal advice. We offer a partner to share your vision, Paschal, Tashman, and Walker. And lead attorney Cliff Paschal, missionary, I know you got a chance to talk with attorney Cliff Paschal this week. I got a chance to talk to him, and he really loves you, missionary, and he loves being a part of Community Highlights. When I talked to him, he said, "Mike, it's great." "Mike, sometimes just give me a call, just talk to me." And I just felt
so good
about that.
Well, he's been with us over 25 years. That's just something, long time.
Yeah. When he was a young kid, huh?
Yeah. Mackie, how long you been with me? Tell the world.
I almost had an afro when I started out with you, missionary. I got
afro. I don't know what you call it, but that's what you had.
And now I got gray hair now and everything, you know. But I guess I better be careful. I better not sound like I'm complaining. Because I would rather have gray hair, you know, and I'd rather be here than not, you know. So,
amen.
It's been, you know, about 20-something years now, than 20 years since we, were introduced to each other. And I remember that day. You guys don't know this, but I was at the bank. I was at Comerica at the time, and you know, was trying to do my little banking thing and acting like I was all important and busy doing some work, and somebody, a missionary, came in with her like personal assistant, and the personal assistant came over to me and said, "Michael, you should know this lady. She's over there. I'm gonna ask her to come over here, but she's very influential and she knows a lot of people. You guys should really connect." And she brought her over to me, and we connected, and that was like 25 years ago, and we are still best friends today. I tell you, it definitely changed my life.
And that's a wonderful thing that we're saying today. One day I'll be gone. And speaking of Christian, I knew them when they were kids.
Christy Laster, when she was a little kid.
Yeah, when they were kids.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, to everything there is a season. missionary,
I would love to hear some
missionary
stories.
Knew us back in the day when, you know, our parents would make us get together and sing. We had a group called the Inspirations of Love with my siblings and cousins. And we were at that time located over there on Altar Road. That's back when I wore my glasses all the time. I didn't have a choice. And I'll tell you one thing about missionary, she is consistent. Who
yeah,
she was
yes, she
then
yeah.
when she would come over in the 80s and the 90s, she is the same beautiful, bubbly, inspiring woman that she was then. She's the same now. And so she would captivate the audience then. We would all be on the edge of our seats. We didn't know what she would say next. She would either get you up shouting, praising the Lord, or have you laughing until your stomach would hurt. But she is the same wonderful person now that she was then.
Yeah, isn't that true? And, you know, Christy, that was a time when our parents, because, you know, I'm a preacher's kid. I know I didn't turn out, you know, as good as some others, but, you know,
well,
we
you
all
preach
have
every
our
Sunday.
There you go. We all have our
right.
our own walk, you know. But that was when our parents told us that we're going to Sunday school, that we're going to church, that we're going to prayer service on Wednesday. We used to have church service on Sunday evening, you know, after we mm-hmm. got up and had Sunday school, church service and everything, and we come back yeah. in the evenings for Sunday evening service. But we didn't have mm-hmm. a choice. We couldn't stay home. Now, you know, they'd be like, well, you know, you want to go to church with us? And I mean, you don't have to go. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You can stay home if you like, but we're going to go to church. But no, we got woke up. You know, that was
yep.
we got woke.
And
we had to get
what?
Dressed.
And you
right.
had 5 minutes
to get
dressed.
really?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, you keep doing what you've been doing. Now, like I'm up right now, I'll be at my church at a little after 10, another one, someone picking me up. This is just like you work for a regular service. This is a Lord day if nobody go. That's
mm-hmm.
you and your God. You made a commitment
that's
with
right.
God. And if
yeah.
you make a commitment with God, I don't care how much trouble comes, how much money you need, God will make a way for you. And I'm so
Amen.
Grateful to God this morning. I'm letting the world know that I'm grateful to have all y'all with me.
Well, we were talking about Bishop Fred Price, the TV preacher that died a few months ago. And I still can't get over the fact that there are a lot of people that and it's a lot of it started with Fred Price, that if they didn't go to church, I knew people that got up, got dressed, put on a suit, and sat down in the living room to watch Fred Price and listen to his
yeah.
sermon on Sunday morning. You know, that's mm-hmm. dedication. When people
mm-hmm.
took it that seriously. Now people don't even mm-hmm. get dressed properly to go to Red Lobster or anything. I remember when people used to get
right.
dressed. You couldn't walk into Red Lobster unless you had on your Sunday finest. Remember those? Or
mm-hmm.
am I just
mm-hmm.
am I just the old
No, you're right.
Here,
I remember.
Or what?
Yep. No,
yeah.
you're right. You would dress up and go to Red Lobster. You would see people in there with their diamonds on, their vest on, and it was formal. It was very formal. Now
hat,
people in there with pajamas
suit,
on and curlers.
Three
crazy.
Piece suits with you know three
yep.
piece suits and everything. It used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go in there, you see even men going in there with sandals on and shorts and t-shirts. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
wow, look at that. That's
mm-hmm.
that's not even that's
oh,
not
yeah,
even
yeah, but let me. Let me say this. That's them,
yeah.
not you.
No.
I was dressed up this morning because God got me up. I got on
that's
the
right.
best, but you got to know what to wear and what to wear. You don't do what other people. When you die, you go
yeah,
die for yourself.
Right.
You only
that's
turn
right.
the Lord's eye. He take you through. And then if people see you practicing, they'll follow through.
That's right.
I'm very proud of all of you all. I'm grateful to all of you all.
Well, thank you, missionary.
People in St. Louis, all across the country that listen to this in Ohio, it's a blessing, but it's a blessing. You all makes me strong, and may the Lord bless you real good.
Well, we're glad to be here, and we're glad to be a part of Community Highlights. Let me give out the number for Attorney Cliff Pascoe, 248-353-7750, 248-353-7750. And I do have to say something about Franklin Wright Settlements making a difference right now. And I tell you, and I've said this before, and Kimberly, you know, when we get through, because I'm hearing things now, and we had our meeting the other day on Zoom. People in Metro Detroit are seeing now that Franklin Wright has moved itself up in how important we are in Metro Detroit. And that happened. I was thinking about this the other day. You really have to work hard to make something during the worst of times. And,
yes,
you know, because it's hard to succeed during normal times. But if you can do that when things are challenging, and that's what Monique Marks and Franklin Wright and the team down there, that's what they have done over the past year, is taking Franklin Wright up to another level. And I'm just so proud to be affiliated and missionary to with this great organization. Yes, yes. And it's been many years now. And like I said, one of the reasons why I enjoy Franklin Wright so much is because it's very similar to the work that the Salvation Army does, and because it's to help people. It's to help people who are suffering, who don't have enough, you know? And
right.
That's what I like about it. It's such a divine mission. And even Monique Marks, the CEO, has said that before. There is a divine mission at Franklin Wright. So
absolutely.
I'm just so proud to be a part of it, and they, you know, the great work that's being done to help low and moderate income families. So, all right, missionary, let's hear from our team, and let's go down the list for some your comments. Henrietta, the floor is yours.
You know,
hey,
I
hadn't heard from you in a good while.
Yes.
Hello, missionary. You know, I love you with all my heart, and I just want to say this morning thank you for including me into your family. I was having a conversation with Michael the other day, and I was talking about how grateful and how blessed I am and how this all started for me with just me coming on Community Highlights, announcing my candidacy, and how our love and friendship grew from there, and how blessed I am to have had Community Highlights and the exposure that has pushed me into so many different stages, even today. And it was because of your belief in me and Michael's belief in me, and y'all saw something in me that that kept me in this. So I'm very grateful and humble and truly blessed to be in this family, in this tribe, and in this circle of amazing people. So thank you very much, and I love you.
Love you.
Amen.
Well said, Henrietta, and I've been watching and listening to what's happening with you, and you have stepped into a window of opportunity right now, and you have a lot of great and positive things going on, and you just have to continue to do God's will and step into that and keep going. You know, congratulations on all those things that are working out, and you know, the different organizations that, you know, you're being asked to come and speak, you're being asked to be on panels and be a part of things, and you got it going on right now, I tell you.
Thank you. I tell you, missionary got some power out there, because I think they know her and they be like, okay, she's part of missionary, bring her on board. So missionary got
that's
you.
Right.
She really do.
Yes. So great, great, and keep on going. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So I want to say thank you to Missionary for seeing something in me. I'm echoing what Henrietta said, because I didn't even realize it. and giving me an opportunity, which has opened up a world for me where I was able to have the courage to step forward and do a podcast, which is helping spread hope and healing to people dealing with mental issues and talking about political topics, motherhood, creative things. But I wanted to also give us two scriptures today because, Michael, we were talking about the Derek Chauvin trial, and we were talking about why this man hates. And I wanted, and Missionary would say this, there's nothing new under the sun. And I want to take us back to the Old Testament. So I'm taking a page from Christy. So I want to take us back to the book of
All right.
If you remember. All right, Missionary. I'm trying to be good now.
Go ahead.
Esther,
with the Bible, Esther, go, girl.
Amen. Esther was married to King Ahasuerus. I apologize if I didn't say that correctly. And she was a Jew. But she didn't tell anyone that she was a Jew. And Esther 2:20 says, Esther still wasn't telling anyone her family background and race, just as Mordecai, her uncle, had ordered her. She continued to do what Mordecai said, just as she did when she was in his care. Now, when the plot came to have the Jews killed and the word was sent down and she went back to the king and basically threw herself at him and said, so you want to kill me as well? I'm paraphrasing. However, he said, oh, absolutely not. And she said, those are my people. And because she was obedient to God and listened to when she was supposed to approach the king, where he would find favor with her, where she could tell him and plead for herself and her people, it is no different. And I will argue this. It is no different than what we are going through in today's society. And I'm going to give you a scripture from 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people who are God's own possession. You have become this people so that you may speak of the wonderful acts of the one who called you out of darkness into his amazing light. Racism is darkness. Racism is evil. We've seen it time and time again. As Christy said, do not grow weary. You must continue to run that race. Keep God first. We will be all right.
That's
amazing.
Thank you, Mary, for blessing to be a part of this. That is great. And Kimberly always backs it up. She backs it up with the words. So great. All right, Evangelist Christy Laster, we were talking about when we were growing up, and I could tell you now that I'm looking back, I remember going to some services, and I felt like I was bored to death. You know, here we go again. But you know what? Now I would pay anything to go back to that time when my dad said, hey, get up, let's go. We're going to go to service. I wish for those days now. Isn't it amazing how you can yearn for something like that now and you see how important it is? I tell you, I really cherish those times now.
Yep. Yeah. You know, I agree with you that I do cherish those times, and I would give anything, you know, for my mother to wake me up and press my hair in the morning.
Come on, we gotta get to church.
But I really appreciate the word that that Kimberly brought up when she talked about Queen Esther. I actually was reading that story this week, and her uncle Mordecai, his assignment to her, because oftentimes, and I really appreciate how she brought up that we are a chosen people, and Mordecai had an assignment as well. So when you think about today's climate, it's not just the ones that are being ridiculed, but Haman, King Haman, he wanted to kill Mordecai. And so he had set out a plot. It was going to be like a whole year. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but it was going to be like a whole year before those particular Jews were going to be put to death. And Haman had plotted to kill Mordecai, the uncle of Queen Esther. And as it turns out at the end of the story,
the plans that he had for Mordecai became what happened to him. So in today's climate, the enemy has a plan for us, but the Bible tells us that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So
Amen.
That grave that the enemy is digging for you, that plan, that plot to steal your victory is going to be reversed, and the enemy is going to have to take what he had plotted for you, and you will receive the victory at the end of the day. Mordecai rode around on Haman's horse, had his ring, all of that. So it's going to change, just to piggyback off of what Kimberly said. And lastly, back to the topic we were talking about earlier, you go to Red Lobster and the climate has changed, people dress differently. One of the things I appreciate about Missionary is that she has set a standard. She has set a standard for apparel, for dressing, how to carry yourself as a woman, as you navigate through the political climate, as you navigate through the secular world and the Christian world. She has set a standard. And so now she said, I'm proud of you young people. You keep on moving. It's up to us to uphold that standard. We couldn't go outside of the house as kids with bonnets on our head, a scarf on our head, a comb in our head, pajamas and house shoes. So it's up to us to continue to raise that standard and be an example for those that are coming behind us, as Missionary has been to us.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Wow. We got a devotion this morning. We have we got our Bible study this morning. That is so good. Missionary, you got some closing remarks?
Well, all I got to say to the world, everything will be fine if you take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. When you get up in the morning, thank God. I thank the Lord, and I love God. I love God, not because he let me live and see the light. I love him because he went to Calvary and died for me. And there's many that believe on him. I'm going to leave with you. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go, and all will be well.
Amen. I really enjoyed this morning because this is really very helpful to our spirits. I'm telling you, when you go about, as you know, you're going to work every day and you're busy and you got kids and family and things like that, there's a moment where you can stop and you know, and that's what church is all about. That's why we can have prayer. That's why we can can communicate with God on a daily basis. It means so much, and it just shows you, you know, like you know, this says two or three gathered together, but you know, we are gathered here now, and look at the difference that it has, the impact that it has on us. I feel good about what we discussed and talked about today, and the fact that this is scripturally based. It's very similar to what God was talking about. When you meet two or three gathered together and you are in his name, you know, I ain't no preacher, but I just say that this is a good way to start the day. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It's been really great today. Thank all the listeners, those of you listening online on blogtalkradio.com, those of you listening on the phone, thank you to those who called in. We appreciate you. Have a great Sunday today. Thank you, Sunday morning team. And
thank you.
Have a great day today.
Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
Love you, Missionary.
Love you back. Greg Burkhart, love you. God bless you. Thank you.
I'm on some family on this one. My brother.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for his amazing grace.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace. It was amazing.
So very
amazing.
I once was lost.
now that I know about it. It was amazing. Oh. Talking about your amazing grace, never seen anything like it. Oh, this is my favorite part, y'all.